Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more romantic than taking your date out into the wilderness and having them help you commit murder. That is probably one of the most beautiful ways you can experience time with the person you're on a date with. And that's what happened with Amelia, who's on the phone. Apparently, her first date with this guy named Greg, they went fishing together.
That's not murder.
And
that's
a lot of fish died that day. I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that would agree with me. A lot of fish had to lose their life so that this couple could enjoy their afternoon. Amelia, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Did you murder a lot of fish that day?
No, you know what? Actually, we did catch and release. So the fish that we caught, we put back.
Oh, that's
so you
boring.
Actually just, you mangled them is what you did.
Yes, we disfigured them for life.
All right, so your email said that this guy took you fishing. Was that fun? Are you a fisherman?
It was fun. No, I'm not a fisherwoman. Okay. I had never been fishing, but it was really fun. He actually suggested it because in my profile I say that I like nature and hiking and stuff. So I was like, absolutely, that sounds super cool. I'm open to new experiences. So we met at a steak park where you can go fishing, and for the next few hours I had the best time. I think genuinely it was one of the best and most fun first dates I've ever had.
Why
I think
was it
it's
so
such
good?
A great idea. I mean, you have so much time to talk, right? You can connect on that level for sure.
Exactly. And he was super nice and so helpful. And
what's his name, by the way?
Greg.
All right. And so you and Greg just had a wonderful time out there mangling fish and then tossing them back into their environment so they go to their other fish buddies and go, dude, I don't know. I was just swimming along. Some chick and a dude just put a hook in my cheek. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
It was just the best day of your life ever doing that.
It was super romantic mangling fish.
Right. What did you like about him so much?
Well, first of all, he's really rugged and manly, and I love guys like that.
Yeah, amen.
But he was really considerate and a total gentleman, you know, really respectful and nice to me all day.
And you were cool learning how to fish, right? You didn't like scream when the fish got up and say that you didn't want to touch it or anything like that.
Well, I did scream and I thought the fish were pretty gross.
Did he seem to like that or not? Because I know some dudes like to be in that situation where it's like, yeah, I took this girl out and got to teach her how to fish. She's such a dainty little girl, has no idea. She needs a man's help. And some guys that turns off, they're like, ugh, I like a girl who can do that on her own.
Yeah. I mean, he thought I was funny. We were laughing a lot and he was so nice. He just would take the fish and throw them back in the water. Like, he didn't say anything, like, calm down or, you know, anything like that. But maybe it did turn him off because it's been a couple weeks and he hasn't called me back.
How did everything end for you guys? Did you make out? Did you do more than that without cleaning up after fishing? So I guess I don't need that last detail.
No problem. I won't give it to you. Well, there's really not that much to tell. We just like had a nice little kiss, nothing crazy, no make out.
So you guys did kiss. I mean, that's super romantic.
No, it wasn't super romantic. It was just like a nice kiss. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, in my head, I picture you like making out with Brad Pitt and a river runs through it.
And there's jumping everywhere.
Yes, exactly. There's rainbows hitting the water.
I mean, no, it wasn't like that. I mean, we were next to this pickup truck and we both smelled like fish. So
almost.
All right. And then how did you guys part ways?
Well, after we kissed, I couldn't help myself. I just said, hey, I'd really love to go out again. I just said it because, you know, why not?
Yeah,
of course.
Nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And he said, for sure, hit me up. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Like a little maybe brush, you know, just like giving me the brush off. Maybe, I don't know.
It's kind of open-ended. You know, not like, yeah, definitely. How about this day? It's like, yeah, whatever. Hey, contact me. I'll be around.
Or if you really wanted to go out with someone, you think that you would take charge and be like, yeah, I will call you.
Yes.
Right. Because he was already such a gentleman, I figured he would say, like, yes, I'll call. Yeah.
And have you hit him up since your date?
Yeah. I waited a couple days, and then I called him, and I left him a message. And I just said what a great time I had, and I'd love to see him again.
All right.
And you can't think of, like, anything awkward that happened on the date.
I guess the only thing is maybe I'm too girly, and I've screamed, and I thought the fish were kind of gross. And but it seemed like I thought we had a great time together, like, both of us. So.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.